With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Appearing today on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show, Donald Trump says a Kamala Harris presidency would be terrible for America.
She's an empty vessel, but she's beautifully pushed around by a very smart, very powerful, very liberal, viciously liberal, but a very, very smart, powerful party called the Democrats, and they're vicious.
Boeing factory workers voting against the company's latest contract offer will remain on the picket line 6 weeks into the strike. That offer included pay raises of 35% over 4 years. Boeing workers say the company's refusal to restore a pension plan frozen a decade ago is a sticking point. Boeing worker Charles Froming.
They get their pension, don't they? CEOs get $100 million worth of stock options when they retire. I mean, I'm the guy that they froze the pension on. On a 51% vote, I had to go with what the democracy said. Now we're saying it's time to give us back.
Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with officials in Qatar who've been the key mediators for Hamas, and he says the increased aid must actually reach the people who are hungry and sick.
We all know that it's not enough to provide funding. It's not even enough to get the assistance to the borders of Gaza. What's so critical is that the aid gets to the people who need it. Secretary Austin and I emphasized in a letter that we wrote recently to our counterparts in Israel the imperative of Israel taking urgent and sustained action to make sure aid can get to those who need it.
Appeals court in London rejecting British nurse Lucy Letby's bid to challenge her conviction for the attempted murder of a baby girl. Letby serving multiple life sentences with no chance of release after being convicted of murdering 7 babies. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians all around the world is getting worse.
It's the same old story in a new survey released by Aid to the Church in Need. The report looks at 18 countries and it finds that attacks on Christians and general oppression is on the rise everywhere, though the worst persecution by radical Muslims is now to be found in Africa, not the Middle East. The report also indicates that violations of religious freedom by dictatorial regimes, such as the one in China, have also become more intense. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews around the world will be celebrating Simchat Torah at sundown tonight. Customarily, the event, one of the most joyous days of the Jewish calendar, highlighted by exuberant dancing around the Torah, and Jewish leaders say the joy will be felt, despite the fact that in today's world, it's not easy. Jews are celebrating in the shadow of last year's vicious Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says Apple and Goldman Sachs must pay millions for mishandling Apple Card transactions.
The Bureau says Apple failed to send tens of thousands of Apple Card disputes to Goldman. And when such customer disputes were reported, the investment bank did not follow federal requirements for investigating. The agency says many consumers faced long waits to get their money back from disputed charges, and in some cases saw damages to their credit reports. Beyond penalties and relief to those impacted, the agency is barring Goldman from launching another new credit card unless it can prove the product will comply with the law. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street at this hour, day of mixed trading thus far. The Dow is off 230 points, NASDAQ up 85, the S&P at this hour ahead, just a fraction. More details at srnnews.com.